We'll go see what Gordo's got. Gordo, you got some good pictures from Pacificon too, don't you?
We do. And Brian, if you want to go ahead and roll the shots of Pacificon on what it takes to make a ham radio convention great. And yes, while we had rain at Pacificon, there was a habitual rainbow over or ending on Pacificon, and that brought good news. Even though the weather was cloudy, the hams came, and those Bay Area hams and those that traveled all over made a great dissension on the Pacificon in San Ramon, put on together by the Mount Diablo Amateur Radio Club. What we enjoyed was there and was successful was their Pacificon brochure that talked about the Ham Fest, the program. And excellent that they showed off where everybody would be placed when it came to exhibitors. And exhibitors, it was standing room only. And then, I like this, they actually had every hour what was going on, plus additional pages on details on the many seminars that were concurrently going on. I mean, they really know how to organize things at Pacificon. And I also liked in the program the fact that they put the www addresses so that if you wanted more information, you could look it up. So they had an excellent, excellent get-together. And on Friday, the Antenna Forum, and this is during a break, and those are the folks that stayed for the about six-hour-long Antenna Forum. It was terrific. You didn't miss a thing. Then on Friday night, they opened up, Friday late afternoon, evening, they opened up the exhibit hall. And because it was beginning to rain, I thought I would wear my shorts and red shirt just to drive away the rain. And it worked out fairly well for Friday night. Saturday morning, bright and early, the American Radio Relay League, plus the CEO of the ARRL, all of them were circulating around, shaking hands, and it was great for the ARRL to really reach out. Bob Inderbetson was just the best, staying in the booth and making things happen. And they had a great ARRL forum later on. So all the top brass were there. And kids, yes, there were kids galore. We really enjoyed meeting them because we just wanted to say the best part of ham radio is not just getting the license, but getting on the air. And that was our theme. Get the paperwork. And then most important, even before you think about upgrading, get on the air. And that they did. So that bright and early that next morning, we had the Instructor Academy as well as the Gordo breakfast talk. And it was a lot of fun. And yeah, I had to take off the shorts and wear the regular pants because Saturday was a day with virtually no rain until the late evening. And Bob and I had a real nice setup there at the booth. It was kids, and kids were soldering. And let me tell you, those kids were putting together fun oscillators and all sorts of neat things. So the solder station was a real collection of kids getting their get-up ready to get on the air. Outside was a demonstration of what will be our Quartz Fest, one of our radio setups, and that is Neil, W6FOG. And the organizers were nice enough to let him have a spot in the back. And believe me, people found it because when they looked in on his trailer, they found it was regularly radio room prone to getting on the air big time. So, Neil, great job on the radio room in the radio trailer. You'll see him out at Quartz Fest. Also, at the other end of the venue, they had a test ejection seat set up. And I thought it'd be sort of fun if when an occupant would get in there, they'd have a little spring. So they would go, oh, geez, but not really launch them. But it was a big attraction. And that was the neat thing about Pacificon is they had something for everyone. The Marriott Hotel absolutely was a great venue. I bet it was really expensive. But what a venue. And as you can see, even our Instructor Academy classes were brim full. That's Misa KJ6BUE. Misa just and her crew just made things happen, and their crew was everywhere with the Mount Diablo Amateur Radio Club. there were no major hangups. In fact, not even minor hangups that I heard about, including even a little bit of rain. But it didn't rain inside. And that's Mike N6JGA, president of the Mount Diablo Amateur Radio Club. And what was so nice, this was the Saturday night banquet. These folks organized so that those that were the top brass all had their own little corsages. I mean, what a nice touch for those putting on the ham fest. And again, Misa, KJ6BUE, what a great job. The entire Simmons family really made things happen. Well, bright and early Sunday morning, of course, it was rain. So I had to put on my shorts again and walk the walk. This is when it was beginning to get light. But as a good swapper, you know to get out there about 4 in the morning when it's dark. Be sure and bring along your 100-candle-power spotlight and start looking at the stuff. But if you look in the background, those in the chat room, yep, that's a real flood coming down. But there was a point where the rain did let up just a little bit. And, yeah, it was a great time. And it was a great, fun little Sunday swap meet. And lots of neat stuff that was out there. And the hammer slags, boy, if ever you needed wire or coax or goodies, they're at all the major swap meets, and they were really loaded for business. That's Tracy and Jody, who provided my great transportation up and back. No, not in that particular chair, but they, too, had a great spot thanks to those in the swap meet area. And, of course, that was our dress in the morning, and that was headgear that was translucent, so you could see what your light was looking at. And while you can't see the raindrops, believe me, they were coming down on Sunday. But let me tell you, everybody came back, and the Sunday crowd inside was huge. And finally, nothing beats a well-run get-together at the very end to give out prizes, door prizes. They had it down to a science so that it took no more than 7 seconds per ticky. And you had to be there except for the main prizes. And it went so fast and so smooth, it was not the usual, oh, let's get this thing over with. So I'm very happy to say that Pacificon 16 in San Ramon was a huge, huge success. And we congratulate all of them for a great ham fest.